This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Another beautiful day. This is our last show.
It's a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
You really, really get into the confrontero when you do that. I do. Every time you mention the weather, beautiful comes out. Anything after, anything over 25 degrees.
Now, my friend on the tram that is there every morning.
This lady that's obsessed with you?
Yeah, she was.
Rabbit ears?
No, she wasn't the bunny ear, but this is the other lady that's there every morning. Mm. We always say good morning to each other. She's a lovely, lovely person. Mm. And she's very, she never wears makeup.
Right.
I don't know what she does.
But is that a problem?
It's not at all, but I've seen her a particular way.
Right.
Not a problem, but I've seen her a particular way. This morning, she said hello to me and she was like a completely different thing. She's got her Christmas party today and she's transformed her face, her clothes.
Amazing.
And she looked amazing. Completely different. I thought, who is this
darling,
person?
I had this experience, I'm not kidding, 2 days ago. The one of my neighbours, now she usually looks like, when she's does a lot of gardening, right? She usually looks like Susan Boyle when she's in the garden, right? Like no makeup, she's, you know, the hair, the grey's coming out. She just doesn't give a crap, which is fantastic. But she's Susan Boyle by day, right?
Right.
The other day, oh my God, she was going to her work Christmas party. Oh my God.
Totally different.
Transformation. I was so instantly attracted to her. She had Christmas balls hanging off her ears, a full face of makeup, hair done. The hottest pair of legs I've ever seen. I was eyeballing her. I think she kind of picked up on it and went, oh my God, what's wrong with Anastasia? Meanwhile, like last week I was carrying down a washing machine that didn't work down the stairs with her thinking, oh God, Susan Ball, you're doing my head in.
And she was carrying it with one arm.
And I saw her yesterday and I'm thinking, oh my God, I should be helping you out more often.
See?
So it's amazing what makeup can do.
Absolutely.
Maybe I should start wearing it.
Well, maybe I should too. Maybe you can give me some hints. Have you got any Christmas presents yet?
No, I haven't. I'm really bad at shopping for Christmas presents. I really don't like it.
What's the worst one you've ever had?
The worst Christmas present I reckon I've ever received, and I felt like slapping it over the person's head, was chocolate liqueur.
Chocolate liqueur?
You give me chocolate liqueur chocolates and I'll bang them over your head. They taste like crap.
I hate them too.
If I want liquor, I'll get some liquor. You know what I mean? I'll go to a bar and I'll have a drink. Don't put it in that crappy, cheap chocolate where it oozes out. You know what I mean? Disgusting.
I got a Kris Kringle present and it was a like a little plastic teapot.
Oh.
And I think we were meant to spend $30
plastic.
Or something. But it was this tiny little plastic teapot.
Oh, my
teapot.
God.
And then I was going to the supermarket and there's a $2 shop next to my supermarket and there was a bin full of them out the front.
Oh, my God, that's
like,
hysterical.
You know, for like $2 each.
That is brilliant.
And I thought I had a good relationship with this person,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know quite a few people that get really excited and buy those, go to $2 shops or those really tacky shops and they think they can camouflage how crappy the present is by really good wrapping paper.
or putting liqueur chocolates in the centre
and
of
putting
it.
Exactly right. It's like the wrapping paper is, it's worse because you're excited about what you're receiving and then you open it and you go, oh, my God, you're kidding, right? You might as well give it
you
me
have to put on
a, might as well have wrapped up a brick for me. You know what I mean?
Hey, at least you could use it.
Exactly.
We want to know what your worst Christmas present is, whether it be Kris Kringle, whatever. Tess, we were talking earlier about the worst Christmas gift you've ever received. What's yours?
Okay, well, I actually do this thing with a girlfriend. We deliberately, I call it a Kris Kringle because, you know, we've both got so many people to buy for. But one year, I love clothes. And so I opened it up and it was supposed to be cheap and nasty, but it was a beautiful black nighty. But it was actually really cheap because it was just like a square with some lace at the bottom. And when I put it on, I couldn't get it over my – there was no catering for breasts or anything. And I was so disappointed because I had to bin it. So that was probably the worst.
That is hilarious.
It's a dirty trick.
Liz messaged in. She also hates booze-filled chocolates like
Does
you
she?
Do. Yeah,
oh,
liqueur chocolates.
The worst.
But she received them when she was five. I remember getting them as a kid too.
Oh, mate.
They're horrible, And
Peter says, child abuse.
Peter says the worst gift, the worst gift was a jar of tomato relish for.
I'd report whoever bought that present.
Peter says the worst gift was a jar of tomato relish for a Christmas gift from a client that was so wealthy.
Oh my God!
I smashed it when I got home. Hey, I didn't work for her long. She treated me like a subservient slave.
Oh, she sounds like a mole. Hey, we got another one in from Tanya. She says she got a used bottle of nail polish. How tacky is that?
I've got to actually.
Because so many people would be re-gifting, which there's nothing wrong with re-gifting, you know, because you're not buying into the whole consumerism of Christmas and spending ridiculous amounts of money.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. I've got a really nice bottle of French champagne, but I don't like this particular
one. So you've had
a
sip and you're going to give it to
me? No, it's been sitting in my fridge for a few years now.
Oh,
I did think about it and then I thought, no.
I'd bang it over your head.
I was going to give it to you.
Oh, nah. I'm not a champagne person, actually.
If
you actually cared and took some interest in my life, you'd know that I don't do champagne.
You do rosé.
I love rosé.
You love your rosé.
Exactly.
I'll get you a bottle of that. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you.
I think once or twice I've had a real Christmas tree, but I have one of those artificial ones, and every year I box it up and put it in the cupboard, and I thought that this is the right thing to do because I'm not chopping down trees.
Yes.
But I've got this plastic thing that comes out every year. Well, the University of Melbourne has released some information that says that's the wrong thing to do.
What, get plastic?
To get plastic ones.
So obvious to
me,
though.
It's actually getting real ones. According to experts, the genuine article is greener in more ways than one. The argument against buying real Christmas tree is it necessitates chopping down living plants every year, which is what I thought. But those cut down each year are replaced by new seedlings. And Dr. Chris Weston from Melbourne University has said we're actually in Australia. We grow them on land that's already been cleared.
I guess, I just thought about it. Like fake Christmas trees, right? Plastic. Imagine having fake flowers in your house.
Well, exactly. You wouldn't.
Well, a lot of people do. You go to a wog house. I've been
it's
to
full
many.
Of them. They just collect.
I think my mum's actually got some in the dining area where no one uses. You know, in every wog house, there's a separate section where you are not allowed to sit on
like the
couch.
Like good room.
Oh, there's always a good room.
A good room.
I think she's got some fake flowers there. Anyway, back to you.
I think my family might have had some when I was a kid as well, some fake flowers.
I once went to a friend's house and she had the kitchen stove, aluminium foil, covered in aluminium foil. I'm not kidding.
Just to keep it brand new.
Just to keep it brand new.
They also said that the real ones are 100% recyclable and biodegradable. And the alternative, Melbourne University has said fake Christmas trees are generally made of PVC,
right.
A non-recyclable plastic that produces carcinogens during production.
Disgusting.
So that's terrible. And Professor Barbara Ozaksa from the university says, and I quote, "The artificial Christmas trees are both non-renewable and polluting. Also,
they're shocking.
In order to actually create the needles..."
Could have told you that, Barbara.
but in order to create the needles, lead is often used.
Wow.
How's that?
It's really bad.
And lead can have a number of significant
just
negative
grab a branch
effects.
Off someone's so tree and stick a ball on it.
Stick a ball
and
on it.
Sing Merry Christmas.
So we've got the
you
answer.
You know what I mean?
So get a real tree.
You know, no frills. Just keep it reals.
Get a real
tree. You know what I mean?
Maybe you could talk to your parents about getting rid of those fake flowers in their good
room. Totally. We got one here from Matt. He says, "Worst gift ever was a jar of bums." Now, I'm guessing this is a typo.
That could be
it
a good gift.
Bumbelinas. Shonkin'. So what are bumbelinas?
Is that that little fluffy bee thing?
Or is it that fake jewellery? Like that diamond ring that you've got in your middle finger.
Matt, let us know. What's a
That's really bad, Warren. I don't get it.
That came out of one of those chewing gums.
It's really bad.
It's actually
I was actually a bit shocked when I saw it this morning. I didn't want to say anything to humiliate you.
I got engaged.
Now,
hang on, let's go back. We want to know what a bumbelina is.
I love how I just said I didn't want to say anything to humiliate you, but I just did.
What's a bumbelina?
A bumbelina. We need to find out. I'm guessing it's the jewellery you've got on your fingers.
I reckon it's a
let's
bee.
Find out.
A
Matt,
bee.
Can you please get back to us and let us know what that is? We got another message here saying...
just a see.
Just got a see. Another one here. "Hey, Anastasia and Warren, I actually love those liqueur chocolates. You have to get the good ones from the good bottle shops. Merry Christmas, Tom." Tom,
I didn't realise you could get good ones because you see them cheap everywhere.
And maybe we've only received cheap presents. So, look, maybe, Tom, look, let us know where we can go.
Tom's...
and maybe we can get some. Thank you.
Billy says he was re-gifted a broken popcorn maker.
Oh, what a...
That's awful.
That's shocking. That's really, really bad, isn't it?
Yeah. You can tell if something's re-gifted, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me make this clear. There's nothing wrong with re-gifting.
No.
You know what I mean? But there is something wrong when you've given someone a champagne bottle and there's like a drip left.
Well, there's all this sediment.
Well, they filled it up with water going, we love you. Merry Christmas. It's a thought that counts.
New Oxfam research has shown that Aussies are tired of going overboard with their Christmas shopping.
Of course they are.
And the majority would consider making environmentally friendly changes to curb their Christmas
habits. Yeah, I'm with Oxfam all the way on this.
I am too. The nationwide online survey revealed that almost half of people questioned, 45%, are fed up with giving and receiving unnecessary Christmas gifts.
Yep.
While another 35% dread facing the crowds at shopping centres.
Absolutely. It's just chaotic. It really is chaos.
Absolutely. And we spend this money on a lot of it's just consumerism junk.
Exactly.
That's useless. So more than 80% of respondents would consider making changes to their usual Christmas habits to help the environment and rein in the silly season's mass
consumption. How much nicer would it be to just wrap a rock and give it to somebody and say, Merry Christmas. It's environmental. They can throw it back on the ground.
On the ground.
Or a shell from the beach and they can put it back where it belongs. You know what I mean? It's the thought that counts. Merry Christmas. Do we really need to go and buy all this plastic and crap just to prove a point? And usually we're giving gifts to people we don't even like.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, Warren?
I agree. So my family made a decision this year.
Did they?
We are not buying each other presents.
Fantastic.
We're spending a certain amount of money on each other and we're pulling it together.
Yep.
And we're donating it to an environmental charity.
Oh, wow.
Instead. So rather than giving gifts to each other.
What kind of environmental
charity?
So
one that reforests land that's you know, degraded.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That was this year's decision to go to there. We'll do a different one every year.
Yep.
So that's our decision to not just fall into this whole consumerism. But I understand you've got kids and they get excited about it as well.
Yeah, I know, but I guess it is exciting and you want to keep the whole Christmas spirit going, but you don't have to buy crap for it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids like nature. I'm getting really revved up now.
Well, they do, don't they?
Exactly.
So Oxfam's Director of Public Engagement, Pam Anders, said the Christmas changes Australians would most prefer to make included buying their loved one an experience rather than a physical gift.
Exactly.
Forgoing wrapping paper or buying a charity gift. We were talking earlier about your worst Christmas present that you've ever received. Stephanie's written in. She said, dog shampoo for my own hair.
That's such a re-gift, isn't it?
Absolutely.
They didn't see the dog bit. They didn't put their glasses on.
No.
This will do.
This will do. What's that in the cupboard?
Oh, lovely. That is brilliant. Hey, now listen, we've invited in this beautiful woman. Her name is, it's Anna, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Welcome, Anna.
Hi, guys.
Now, for the first time ever, we've been here for a year at Joy. We're getting program support on a Friday morning on our last
show.
Yeah, that's
welcome to Joy,
about
Anna.
Rubbing it in. Welcome, Anna. Now, talk to us. What's your worst ever Christmas present that you've ever gotten?
We were talking about this in the office the other day, and I have two, both Kris Kringle type situations. One of them was I was moving into Melbourne and so I'd sold everything in my life and I had two suitcases and my Kris Kringle, you know, obviously they'd picked out my name and they gave me a book. So I had weight restrictions on
a
book and it wasn't something that I loved. It was like the middle of some series that I'd never heard of and I was so furious. Everyone knew I was moving. So I was angry. I've never read this book.
Yeah, and you strike me as somebody that would be very thoughtful when you're going shopping for people.
I'm very thoughtful. So one year we had, you know, the Lucky Dip Kris Kringles and I put a lot of thought into it. It was like $10. I bought a little bottle of wine, chocolates. Like I made this little nice little pack for my Kris Kringle.
Because you do put something into
you
it,
do.
Don't you?
You, you, think want
you just go, oh, $10, I'll go and get, you know.
A brick.
No, I put a lot of thought into it and the people that got my gift loved it.
Yeah.
I lucky dip, pulled out a bandana.
That was from someone's drawer.
That is shocking.
And I'm sure I saw it in like a $2 shop for,
shocking.
A blue bandana.
No thought. That would have been me. That would have been me because I don't buy crappy presents. I get really anxious because I think too much about them. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I end up spending hours. If I'm not at Southland, I'm at Chadston. I'm not at Chadston, I'm at High Point. We did get a caller in though, didn't we? Did someone call in with a crappy Kris Kringle?
John from Frankston called in. He got re-gifted secondhand chocolates.
Oh. Secondhand chocolates?
Stale ones. He made sure to mention stale ones.
Oh, no. The use-by date.
John, that horrified me.
John, we are so sorry
I've done
for
that
your
before.
Loss. That is terrible.
Absolutely. They would have had that white sort of appearance.
Oh, as well. Oh, yuck. Anna, thanks so much for joining us on the airwaves.
You're welcome.
Welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.